from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, a Voorhees Township man has been convicted of the 2021 murder of his own wife. 53-year-old Sean Lichtfuss was found guilty in the chokehold killing of 38-year-old Stephanie Caraway. The verdict was returned after a six-day trial in Camden County Superior Court, where the jury deliberated for just 45 minutes before returning its verdict. New Jersey News brought to you by All County Exteriors. Need new roofing, siding, or windows? All County Exteriors has you covered with 0% financing for 12 months or rates as low as 6.99% plus free consultations. Visit allcountyexteriors.com today. New Jersey's gubernatorial hopefuls will square off on Sunday evening at Rider University for their first debate. Director of Rider's Rebovich Institute for New Jersey Politics, Mike Erasmussen, previews the biggest challenges for each candidate. He says Democrat Mikey Sherrill needs to gain support beyond her existing base.
It's sort of a year-long introduction. She introduced herself to Democratic voters in the primary, and they liked what they heard, and they picked her among, you know, six Democrats. And so now she's got to do the same thing with general election voters.
Rasmussen says as for Republican nominee Jack Ciattarelli, he will have to tune out the noise coming from Washington with Trump's Republican administration in charge, unlike during New Jersey's last governor's election. And the Supreme Court will hear arguments on the legality of President Trump's tariff plan in November. The focus will be on Trump using a law meant for times of emergency to impose the duties without the help of Congress. The High Court scheduled oral arguments for November 5th after it had agreed to fast-track the case. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Stocks see some big gains to end the week. It is the first day of sales for the new iPhone 17. It's part of a family of phones hitting store shelves, including the Pro, Pro Max, and the new thinnest ever model, the iPhone Air. The company is also selling new versions of the Apple Watch and AirPods. On Wall Street, at the closing bell, the Dow was up about 173 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts into your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we in for some fall-like temps again? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next real chance of rain won't be until Tuesday into Wednesday next week. Until then, expect various flavors of pleasant weather. We go from warm and sunny today to cooler and crisp fall-like weather this weekend, and then early next week, warming right back up again. Mainly clear and comfortably cool tonight. Can't rule out a couple of raindrops as our cold front slides in. Low temperatures tonight, upper 50s. Tomorrow, cooler but pleasant. Sunshine with some clouds. Highs for your Saturday, lower 70s. Sunday is going to be the cloudier, cooler day of the weekend, and there is a chance for some sprinkles clipping the coast in the morning. Sunday's high is around 70. Monday's the first day of fall, partly sunny and warming up again. Highs push into the mid-70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clinton 85, Jackson 84, Millville 86. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Edison Nissan. The Nissan Fall Savings Event is here, and it's all about football, foliage, and fantastic deals at Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan. Get 0% financing up to 60 months on your favorite new Nissans.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.